Thank you and good morning. I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors, Dan Reynolds, Shiming Yang, Tom Mulaki, Neil McLaughlin, Wayne Calder, and Cindy Grant. We've already heard this from many of the other previous speakers, the factors contributing to both N2O and N2 losses, anaerobic conditions, high nitrate levels, available carbon, warm soil temperatures. I'm located in southwestern Ontario, just south of Detroit, and the soil conditions in eastern Canada and northeast USA, again, have frequent anaerobic periods because of the high rainfall amounts, especially in these heavy texture soils, the clay and clay loams. We generally have high nitrogen inputs for crops such as corn, tomatoes, potatoes, wheat. In our area, corn typically receives between 150 and 200 kilograms N per hectare. There are generally large amounts of carbon returns, especially for a crop like grain corn, where there's a lot of residue returned in a carbon source, and warm soil conditions in the summer. Again, the perfect storm as far as greenhouse gas emissions and N2O emissions are concerned. We have done some previous work looking at different tillage systems. This is one study where we could see there was certainly a difference between the 3 years, but what's quite interesting is this conventional till with deep application that's injecting it to about 10 centimeters depth. That's the depth that most of the producers are using, and conventional till is still the predominant tillage system. And we find in those systems we have the highest emissions in across all 3 years, up to 10 kilograms N per hectare, well, slightly below 10. And the three-year average is also highest. But if we look at the blue lines, or the blue bars, they're the no-till treatments, lower emissions, and the zone till, which I'll describe in a few minutes, had the lowest, especially in that first year, 2006 as well, and the three-year average. So we certainly saw a tillage effect and nitrogen placement effect. But yet, we still have very high emissions, so we need to do more. So the objectives of the study were to determine if nitrous oxide losses could be reduced by applying a slow-release nitrogen fertilizer, such as a polymer-coated product, delaying an application, comparing whether the nitrogen is all applied at pre-plant or at side dress, when the corn is at the six-leaf stage, and also to evaluate if the effects of fertilizer source and application time on the N2O emissions can vary with the tillage practices. We saw tillage effects before, but what happens if you now superimpose different products and different timing? So to do this, we have a 2x2x3 sort of factorial study, but with the two fertilizer sources being regular encoded urea, two different application dates, as I mentioned previously, and three different tillage treatments, including conventional, zone till, which I'll describe in a minute, and no-till. So it's a split plot, randomized complete block design, main plot units being tillage, and we had four field replicates. So here is a picture of the zone till versus conventional till. So zone till, what we're doing is we're going in the fall, we're cultivating a fairly narrow zone, 21 centimeters width, 15 centimeters depth, and comparing that to conventional fall tillage. We were actually trying to get the same depth that when we went and measured. It was a little bit deeper, so full inversion tillage. And the third was no-till, where there's no fall operations as well. We are using the chamber technique, taking gas samples with excitators, bringing them back to the lab, measuring it on a GC with a CombiPal. And generally, over the course of the 3 years, we had 67 different sampling events that we measured greenhouse gas emissions. Let me just take you through this slide. And in some respects, I wish I could almost finish on this slide, because this is sort of where everything works. Anyways, let's leave it at that for now, and I'll show you. So let me just explain this graph. Here's conventional till on the top, no-till, and zone-till. Now, 2004 was fairly unique in that we had above-average precipitation during the growing season, a little over 530 millimeters of precipitation just during the growing season, and we had 166 millimeters in May, which is when we normally plant. So we actually planted early June, which is not desirable but unavoidable. And what we also found is that because we were comparing pre-plant versus side dress, the side dress application went on just at sort of at the end of June when the corn was at the six-leaf stage. So what we could see, first of all, is this red line, which is the pre-plant regular urea. That's what 99% of the farmers are using. We have the high emission, and that occurred earlier on. Now, the side dress hadn't yet occurred. So the green lines, the two here, are considerably lower because the nitrogen had not been yet applied. We then sort of track it through the system. And the other thing I want to focus in on is the open circles and the open squares are the coated product. So here we see the coated pre-plant having lower emissions than the regular urea, and coated side dress having regular having lower emissions than the regular side dress. So side dress was delayed, coated was working, everything is fairly good. And we could see a bit of a reverse with the side dress having slightly higher emissions later on in the season, which again is not unexpected, and again the coated products are working. The other thing I want to point out here is that conventional till had, you know, much higher emissions than no-till, and zone-till had the lowest of emissions, and I'll discuss this in more detail a little bit later. We didn't really see the same effects of timing pre-plant versus side dress or the product as much with the no-till or with the zone-till as we saw with the conventional till. So from a conventional still standpoint, things worked as we expected. 2005, first of all, I'm sorry, if you go back to this last graph, you see that our scale is up to 300 grams of N2ON per hectare. Much, much lower, maximum about 100 grams of N2ON per hectare. Now, part of this has to do with the fact that we had less than half the precipitation in this growing season. It was a really, really dry year compared to our normal. Nevertheless, you still see the pre-plant having much higher emissions than the side dress. And early on, if you look at the solid red circles versus the open, the pre-plant regular urea did have higher emissions than the coated product. We also see later on with applying the side dress application, it was lower initially. We had higher emissions tend to be late in the season. If you compare that with the no-till, emissions were quite a bit lower as well, very low with the zone-till treatments. 2006, we're back to a wet year, 520 some odd millimeters of precipitation. Later planting date as well because of high precipitation levels in May. And here we really don't, well, first of all, the anomaly as far as patterns before, suddenly we see a coated urea product with a high, very high emissions, albeit you have to consider these error bars are very high. There was a lot of variability that year as well. But we saw the coated product also with no-till. So things really didn't work quite as well in 2006, and certainly not like we saw in 2004. Just to put it all together, just to give you an idea of the sense of the three-year variation in emission rates, here's our emission rates for 2004, up to sort of a little over 300 grams of N per hectare per day. Much higher, especially with the 2006, this one sort of sampling event, which coincided with a heavy rain, and very low emissions for the 2005 year that was very dry. Soil organic N, generally fairly low, except for the 2005, so very low rainfall, lower yields, lower uptake, lower losses, so more was left in the soils. And then just want to take you through now the cumulative emissions, basically showing you, you know, what's the net effect of everything. And in 2004, things worked as expected. The highest with pre-plant regular urea. You had coated product that decreased. Side dress was a little bit lower, coated product it decreased. Works really well with conventional till. In terms of no-till and zone till, what's sort of interesting here is that the side dress had higher emissions, and I think it's sort of a bit of a timing effect here. And I am a bit surprised and still trying to sort that one out in terms of side dressing having higher emission rates. And again, this was the 2004 I just showed you, and showed you that generally the patterns seem, you know, 2004 to work fairly well, but once you go to 2006 and seeing these higher emissions because of that one sampling date really skewing the results, with the coated not looking as promising as before. So what did we find? In terms of, if you look at all the effects of tillage, nitrogen source application time, the nitrogen application at planting had 33% greater emissions than side dress in conventional tillage. Nitrous oxide emissions were almost three times greater with regular urea than coated urea with conventional tillage in 2004. However, no significant effects were found in 2005 or 2006. In general, we saw what we saw before in terms of the tillage effect. Zone till had significantly lower emissions than no-till and conventional till. In fact, zone till had 44% lower N2O emissions than conventional till and 17% lower emissions no-till had 17% lower emissions than conventional till as well. So both conservation tillage treatments seem to be consistent across the study and with previous studies. Why? Well, we've got some ideas, but not the whole story, of course. It's a very complicated system. But zone till was indeed found to be the most effective tillage treatment for reducing N2O emissions compared to both NT and CT. There's several reasons. I didn't have time to present the additional data, but this may be due to improved aeration. Zone till had lower penetration resistance, lower bulk density, and higher soil organic carbon. Side dress application reduced N2O emissions compared to pre-plant generally, and when that occurred, it was could be a function of several things in terms of more rapid N uptake when the nitrogen was applied, so less is left in the soil, shorter residence time, it's not there as long in terms of the nitrate levels, and also the fact that there was a lower moisture content in the soil generally when we're side dressing than when we're planting. The soil generally has time to dry out. And so when there is a rain between planting and side dress, you could lose some of your applied N. But if you're applying at side dress, that could be sort of minimized. And lastly, in terms of coated urea, we did find that it did delay emissions, but the significant reductions were only found in 2004 when we had a large rain event between the two application dates. Again, I'd like to express appreciation to the funding agencies, the expert technical assistance that we had, and thank you for your time this morning. So the question was, did I look at it in terms of yield? And yes, it is important. And what I didn't actually have time to discuss this morning was the different yields of the three plots. And in fact, our conventional till had significantly greater yields than our no-till plots. Zone till was in between, but wasn't significantly different from conventional till. So when you start expressing it per kilogram of product, zone till will still come out very favorably because yields are comparable to that of conventional till. But the effectiveness on the no-till will be reduced because there's less grain and less yield.
How was your urea applied?
The urea was applied as an injection of a we applied it twice, sort of pre-plant or as a side dress application. So it was was knifed in about 10, 12 centimeters away from the row, corn row. Yes?
In 2006,
so the question is, with the high rainfall, do you think that there was a loss of nitrogen in terms of leaching? Yes, although we do have some studies where we do measure nitrogen leaching, that is indeed a possibility. The challenge here, though, in terms of greenhouse gas studies. The levels, when you try to do the balance in terms of nitrogen balance and what's going in the biomass and whatnot, the variability was too high for us to pick that out, and we don't have groundwater samples in this particular study. But we know in other studies where we're measuring tile drainage, because these are all tile crops, indeed we're losing up to 25, 30 kilograms then per hectare. So yes, the reason why I hadn't thought of that, it's a good point. Some of the reason may be that some of the regular urea had leached below and we're not actually picking it up in the surface and it's not contributing to greenhouse gas emissions. So we're really trading off potentially one environmental problem with another. Good point. Thank you. So the question is, did I compare the levels after harvest? I don't actually remember those differences, but let me just, if you look, for instance, so we took samples in late October of 2005. Looks like we missed one in 2004, but generally, if you look at the coated versus uncoated in those October and November samples, we can't pick up any differences. In the zone till, we picked up a difference in terms of the side dress versus pre-plant. And here there's a bit, but generally, no, it wasn't apparent in these surface soils.
Last question.
You mentioned the impact of tillage on yield. What about the differences between the coated and uncoated urea on yield?
The difference between the coated and uncoated, a little bit puzzling. Generally, here's our conventional till. So here's our sort of pre-plant regular urea, coated urea. It's working. Then in terms of side dress, it was applied later. More nitrogen was in the soil when the crop needed it. It also was working. Why I'm saying it was puzzling was it seemed to work for conventional till, but with the conservation tillages treatments, here we have pre-plant regular urea seeming to have the highest yields, and coated was a little bit lower. So I'm not quite sure why it appears to work in the conventional but not the conservation tillage treatments.